This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So my gift to you, this presentation to you, is going to be a bit personal because it's going to be about my journey and it's meant to inspire you. So I'll say that up front, okay, about what is possible. A lot of talk about data security. Absolutely, that's a key topic, and we have to be careful about our organization's data. We have to be careful about our own data. But my message is slightly different. What Mr. Nsindi also said was knowledge is power. And so if you educate yourself on how to use AI with integrity and safely, then you don't need to fear it. There are ways of using AI safely. There are ways of doing things to empower your organization. And of course, yes, absolutely, work with your organization. Get the right measures in place to ensure that you do it safely. Look, there's some information on the internet that there's some information, there's some data about yourself you shouldn't be putting out there anyway. We all know what that is, right? It's the same thing. There's certain things you do not discuss with AI because it's private. It's your personal information. Similarly with your company's data. So today I'm going to show you how I do certain things, how I do projects, and hopefully that will inspire you to be more productive and to actually become a bit of a superpower because it's possible. Okay, some stats for you. In a 2024 McKinsey survey came out and said that 65% of companies, that's 2024, are already using AI. They have it entrenched in their organizations in some form or fashion. And if you're using Microsoft, you're using AI. If you're using Outlook, if you're using Excel, if you're using whatever you're using, Microsoft tools all have AI built into them already. Seamlessly, you don't even know you're using it, right? So most of us are using AI already. Another stat, a lot of companies that are using AI are showing an 18% increase in return on investment because of the use of AI. Companies are becoming more successful because they are using AI. And in your personal life, you can become more successful by using AI. There are many ways of doing that. I know that another stat is that 56%, your income can increase by 56% if you are actively integrating AI into your daily lives. That's another McKinsey stat. So keep that in mind as we go through this. Very important that you know that you can empower yourself and you can do it safely. Don't fear it. Empower yourself with knowledge on how to use it properly. A personal story. Just over a year ago, about 18 months, I worked for a company and my contract was ended very abruptly. And of course, that's what I did. That was my job. And very suddenly, I found myself without an income. Sole income earner at home, and now I was without an income. Of course, you can all just imagine how devastating that can be to a household, right? 18 months later, I stand in front of you as an author, a businesswoman with multiple income streams, right? And I'm not saying that to brag or to even impress you. I'm saying that to inspire you. Because that is what's possible. Okay. Education and safety. Those are my two words today. And everyone else, it seems. And so, I don't know if you know the word agentic. Does anyone here, have you ever heard the word agentic? You have? People will talk about stepping into your agency. Right. What it is, it's human agency is your ability to take control of your life, to make decisions, to set goals, to take action in an impactful way that doesn't only control your life. You control your own life, but you make an impact in those within those around you, the lives of those around you, and in your organization. That is a power we all already have. We all have the human agency. We can all step into that agency. And then there's the concept of artificial AI, agentic AI. When you start learning about AI, you hear that term a lot, agentic AI. Agentic AI refers to artificial intelligence that doesn't just respond to commands, like in ChatGPT, type out my minutes. What is this? You know, we use ChatGPT like Google. We ask it questions, it gives us answers. So agentic AI doesn't just respond to commands, but it can take action autonomously. It can make decisions. It can complete complex multi-step tasks without constant supervision. That sounds scary to some if you don't know what that means, right? It's just doing stuff on its own. But actually, it's quite powerful if you think that your human agency can combine with artificial intelligence in a powerful way that can make an impact, that can result in more productivity, more accuracy. Because all AI is doing, AI doesn't think, AI doesn't feel, AI doesn't have emotion. What it does do is it analyzes data, it sees patterns, and it shoots out accurate information about those data and its patterns. There's a thing called hallucination, and that's one of the problems with AI at the moment, because hallucination is when AI makes up its own stuff. You know, it just gives you information that's not really based on data. But there's even ways of overcoming that. If it does that, you can go back and say, this doesn't sound right. Please try again. I do that often with, you'll see the AI tools that I use. And then it does, and it apologizes, and it tries again. And then it comes back with something more accurate. The point I'm saying is that there's a combination of human agency and agentic AI. And you're combining those two to be effective. And what that means is you must always rely on your own knowledge, your own experience, and your own judgment when using AI. And so all the talk about safety, absolutely 100%. But you there to secure that process. You are smart enough, you are knowledgeable enough, you have years worth of experience in your fields that can help you make judgment calls around IT. That's your superpower. That's the part you play. IT can't do anything for us without you. I mean, AI can't do anything without you. Okay. Are we ready to learn about AI and project management? Yeah. Let's get into it. So the objective today is to bring about some kind of transformation around AI and to make you see that you can be project leaders in this space. I do a two-day masterclass on AI, and today I'm showing you some of this. So if we don't get through it, I have an answer to that as well. I come prepared this time because that happens often. And I'm talking about pure project management in the form of there's a methodology called PMBOK. If you haven't heard of that, we're going to align to that today. And I know it may be a lot of information. I'm not necessarily teaching you project management today, but you'll see once I take you through the step, and I'm going to do everything live. I'm demoing for you today, so you'll see exactly what I do and how I do it, that the stuff is not that scary. So we're going to look at project initiation, which is the start of a project. We're going to look at how to do enhanced research and planning. We're going to look at AI-driven execution, tracking, and reporting. And we're going to look at risk management and how do we integrate all of that into your daily life so that you can leave here today and go use this stuff when you go back into your offices. Okay? So initiation, planning, tracking, reporting, and risk management. And on the side there, we've got the project charter. These are the key documents that I use when I manage projects. Key aspects of project management is your charter, your planning in the form of a work breakdown structure project schedule, tracking indicators, status reporting, stakeholder comms, risk identification, and migration strategies. Now, some of you may be sitting here thinking, but I'm not a project manager, I'm an administrator. You can use project management in every aspect of your life, personally and with your daily work. I do. I project managed the birth of my son 20 years ago, because in between all of that, I was doing degrees and things. And I gave birth to him exactly 3 weeks before I was meant to do my final. So you can use project management in every aspect of your life. Before we go on, let's do this quickly. Take out your phones, scan the code. You can just follow the instructions there. A page will come up. It's a write-up on a project management workbook. It's the AI for Project Management workbook. It refers to what we're doing today. It's so that if we don't complete on time, you have the entire workbook here for yourselves. You just, I think, have to put in your name and your email address, and then you download. If it doesn't work, don't worry. You can come see me afterwards. You don't need it during the session now. This is so that you have it once we leave here. Okay? So once you're done, if I can just see a show of hands, if you've managed to download it successfully. Thank you. Thank you. I'll give us 1 minute, one more minute. Show of hands, how are we doing? Yeah? Incidentally, I was working through my presentation last night and thought to myself, you know, this is the fourth year I'm going back and I never get to finish my full presentation. How can I do to remedy that? So I did this last night. AI helped. I'm glad everyone proclaimed that they used AI to do their work. You should be using AI in every aspect of your lives, but safely. Okay, I'm going to move on. If you do struggle, I'm here the rest of the day. I'm happy to help, but we'll make sure that you get the workbook either way. Okay, let's get into it. Module 1, initiation. So the scenario is this. You arrive on a Monday morning knowing that on Friday there was some sort of executive meeting and decisions were made. You come into the office on a Monday morning and in your inbox there's 3 messages about an office move. Hi, Tembeka. The board approved relocating our headquarters. We need something bigger, modern, closer to the airport. Budget is flexible but reasonable. The current lease expires March 31, so we need to be out by then. We also need to consider parking, meeting rooms, and employee morale. Can you put together a plan? This is urgent. Has this ever happened to any of you? Yeah? Who's managed an office move before? A couple of you, you probably all will at some point in the future. So that tells you nothing. That's difficult. What do you do with that, you know? This is what you do with that. You visit your friend ChatGPT and you say, act as a senior project manager. You're telling ChatGPT to act as a senior project manager, analyzing this office relocation brief, extract all project requirements, identify gaps, and list critical questions that need immediate answers. Present this in a clear executive summary format And below that, you attach the vague brief, just in inverted commas. I'm going to leave the presentation and I'm going to go to ChatGPT. And I'm going to show you that you can just highlight this, because that's the prompt. You're going to put it into ChatGPT. And this is what it gives you. It gives you office relocation brief analysis. This is from the email that you received that told you hardly anything. So it tells you, this is what I know. Location, facilities and features. We need adequate parking capacity. For staff, we need sufficient meetings. What's the budget? It's flexible. Said nothing about budget, timelines, strategic objectives. But more than that, it tells you, these are the gaps I've identified with that brief. These are the unknowns. These are the questions we need to go and ask and find out so we can do this exercise properly. So we need budget specifications. We need space requirements. We need meeting room sizes. We need parking. How many employees do we need? We need to know about employee morale. What's the IT infrastructure we need? And then it goes further and says, well, in terms of each of these categories, these are the questions that you must go ask. These are the clarifying questions. Now you know that you can go speak to a facilities manager about this. You can speak to IT about this. You can speak to finance about this. And you can speak, time limit and execution will come from all of that. So now ready, that was 3 minutes worth of work, and you've already understood what the gaps are and what are the questions that you need to ask to get that information. Okay, let's go back to the presentation. And let's go on. I'm actually not going to go out of the presentation because I'm switching through. Okay, so who knows what a project charter is in project management? A project charter is sort of an agreement document, right? So whatever your ask was, it's the document that says, I'm confirming this is what I've asked and this is what we're going to do. It's an agreement between you and the person asking you about whatever the task it is you gave. When you got something bigger than just a single task, when there's more tasks and multiple components associated with the task, it's good to go back to that person and say, I'm confirming that this is what we want. In project management, that's called a project charter. It doesn't have to be a full fancy document. It can be a one-pager. You go back to your boss and you'll say, this is the confirmation of what we're doing here and what you've asked us to do. Okay, so now you're going to ask ChatGPT to produce a charter for you. So I'm just going to highlight this. Oh. Sorry. It's difficult to. At the bottom of this, I'm going to paste that prompt. Now you'll see in the workbook that I've given you, all the prompts I've used are there. You can use this on, you can use the generic prompts, so you can use them on any project or any project type task you've been given. So now I'm saying, go and create a project charter for this office relocation using PMI standards. PMBOK, PMI, that's if you have a standard in your organization, you're going to replace it with that. Include, what are the project objectives? What are the success criteria? What is the scope? Who are the key stakeholders and what are their roles on this project? Give us a high-level timeline. What are the budget parameters? What are the assumptions and what are the constraints? Format this as an executive presentation document because this is the document that will get presented to your execs to say, executives, this is what we know so far. Let's see what we're going to give them. I'm just going to refresh it because the internet, it kind of gets stuck sometimes. There we go. Let's try again. Okay, so now you see we've got project objectives, we've got success criteria, we've got scope, we've got boundaries, stakeholders. See, so I mean, even putting a conference together like this, you need to start somewhere, right? And on many projects, sometimes there's multiple documents that you get. So for example, if it's something's gone out for tender and you now have tender documents and you have emails and you have everything, you'll see that you can actually do the very same thing and attach. So think about the vague brief. You either have that that's completely vague or you have too much information and you have to do the same thing. Now you can go and add those files here. I think you can add up to 3 files on the free version, or you can add up to 5 or 6 if you've got a paid version. You can add all those documents and you can say, summarize the information. What do I need to know? Put it in a charter. Okay, now we've got a charter, we've got timelines, we've got an executive document, we know what's in scope, we know what's out of scope, and we have success criteria. And this you can put, if you have a template that your organization uses, you can transfer this information to that template, or you can create a template of your own. We spoke about Canva earlier. I don't have to train you on Canva because that's already been done. But that'll help you now because you can create a really nice project charter template with all this information that you can present to executives. Now, there's no difference between me and you on this. You can use this with the knowledge, with the experience that you have here today. Anybody can do this, right? So already by doing this, and putting it in front of your boss, you've become someone that is a strategic partner on this project. You've become someone that is valuable and that is adding value to your executives by structuring the work that needs to be done in a formalized way. Can you see that? Let's move on. Okay, now we have to do a bit more work. What is a work breakdown structure, if you haven't heard that term? It's basically the scope of the project in a visual view. If I've worked with some of you on document management projects, you would have seen me capture the scope in this format. A hierarchical decomposition of the total scope of work to be carried out by the project team to accomplish the project objectives. Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to capture this prompt. We go back here because we're in the same ChatGPT chat. It's remembering everything we've done so far, right? So any new prompt we give it, it's going to take into consideration everything we've done so far. So if I paste that there, so there's your work breakdown structure for the office relocation. Now you've got sections. You've got requirements gathering, you've got market research and shortlisting of vendors, you've got site visit evaluation, recommendations, lease negotiation, design and build out. Can you see now that now you have all aspects of this project and this can be represented in a visual way? So I can take this information and do my visual work breakdown structure. That messy brief, that email that you got in the time span of 10 minutes has now become this with the help of AI. That's the power that we have in our hands. Okay, this can also be included in your executive documents, and you can also present this then to, and you may not present it, but you're going to give this to your boss who may present it. So you've actually empowered your boss to do this and to relay the message this way as well. Not only that, you can go speak to the ICT department, to the logistics department, to the lease negotiation part, and they can add to this or they can remove from it, but you have a base to work with that speed up the process substantially. Because normally this kind of thing would take you, I don't know, a month to do. It would take you a month to get to this place because you would have to have sessions upon session upon session with different departments in order to get to this point. And then it still may not be accurate. Okay. That's the first module done, ladies and gentlemen. AI project research and planning. Now think about this. We have this project. We've got a work breakdown structure. But remember, there's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of information we don't have now. What you are able to do, and we're going to do that in this module 2, learning outcomes, we're going to generate market research associated with your project based on best practice, best smart benchmarking data. Someone out there has done this before. The knowledge on how to do a proper office move exists in the world. It exists in the internet. You don't have to struggle with that information, trying to make it up yourself. All you have to do is ask the right question, and you'll get the answer back. So let's take a look at what that looks like. Research office relocation best practices for a 150-person professional services company. Provide industry standard space requirements, typical relocation costs and breakdown, recommended timeline phases, common pitfalls, and include recent COVID workspace trends, because that may be relevant to, if you've got a hybrid setting, you may want to know a bit more about how the world has changed since COVID. So now, let's take this. And plonk that in. Now it's thinking a bit longer, can you see? Because it's searching for the information you need. And at the end of it, it'll tell you, I thought about this for 14 seconds or something like that. And this is what I got, 16 seconds. So this is best practice it's telling you now. For office move for 150 people, this is the space requirement. Overall planning benchmarks, etc. Typical relocation costs. Now, I'm not a planner, so this may be completely over my head, right? But that's fine. This is information you can give to your boss, or you can give to the facilities manager to say, I've done some of this research for you. Take this, and you can use it whichever way you want. Once again, you've made the information available to speed up the process. And you may know some of the stuff because you may have done an office move before, in which case you can remain part of the conversation. You can continue to add value. You can continue adding strategy to the discussion because you've got the knowledge and the experience. And this applies to any project. I'll highlight that again. It applies to any project that you do. Recommended timeline phases. So now you know this is going to take us 6 to 12 months. If they're saying 3 months, you're going to say, I don't think so. Or you're going to say, well, we must look at getting additional people on because this is how we're going to speed it up. We need this, this, and this in order to speed it up. So you become a strategic partner in the process because this is the benchmark and you're putting real benchmark stats in front of them. Common pitfalls. In every project, we look at risk management. So we must always ask in a project, what could go wrong? Because as a good project manager, you're going to try to preempt that and put measures in place to mitigate that, even before it happens. Or you're going to reach a point where there's nothing you can do about the risk, like if 31st of March is a month away and I'm being told, according to best practice, this is a six-month project. There's a different conversation you need to have with the rest of your executives, or empower your boss to have that conversation with the executives. This is actually not feasible. You need to give me a new instruction. And this is why. You've got information that supports that opinion. Can you see how this makes you so much more powerful in your space. Knowledge is power. How you use that is powerful. And I say that, but sometimes all it takes is for you to find your voice in these situations. Maybe you think, I can't say that to my boss. Try it once. And it may just change your life because people will see you differently. If you're adding value in a different way, people see you differently. Okay, confidence. Knowledge is power. It gives you confidence. Okay, then we've got recent COVID work trends. And that goes on. Let's go back to the presentation. So now we have research. And now you can tell it, take my research. I've got a work breakdown structure. I've got a project charter. You've done research. Put together the plan. Remember, the first messy brief your boss gave you, he asked you for a plan. I've been talking for like half an hour now. We're going to do your plan now. Six-month project schedule for 150 people. Tells you phase one, 1 to 4. Week 5 to 8, we're going to be doing lease negotiations. And I mean, based on your organization, it may be different. Your legal department will know how long these lease negotiations really take. But you can say, well, I've researched best practice, and this is what it tells me. Okay, so my network is acting up. But I'll go back to the presentation, and I just want to show you this prompt over here. We all use Microsoft Project. I saw with the hands earlier that we're all using Microsoft Project. You may not all use MS Project because you need a separate license for that. But if you do use MS Project as your planning tool, you can ask ChatGPT to produce a native MS Project XML file. You don't have to worry with that if you don't know what that is. Just ask it to do it. And it'll give you a file that you can download and then import into MS Project. And that's how it comes up. There's your project plan. Think about doing the conference this way, eh? You've just planned the entire thing in half an hour. Okay. But of course, I'm simplifying it. There's discussions that you need to have, of course, but this gives you the base data to work with. Okay, let's go on. Now, let's say you've presented that to your boss. He's presented it to the executive. They've accepted your six-month plan, and they're really impressed with you by now. Now we need to go on to actually tracking this, because it's still probably your responsibility to make sure the move happens, right? We go on to monitoring. Now, MS Project, if you use MS Project, who here has used MS Project before? Nobody. Okay, that's fine. There's other planning tools. We've got one. Project management, if you're doing any task that's larger than a one-day task or a two-day task, it's advisable to have a tool to do that. It doesn't have to be MS Project, but with your Microsoft licensing, this tool comes with that, and I think you'll have to pay for a license for MS Project. So if ever you ask to do something bigger than your normal standard day task, like an office move, or even administer an executive meeting or a committee meeting, those are things you can plan because they involve other people. And as soon as you put this kind of structure in place, it helps others get things to you on time so that you can do what you need to do with that information. Think about a committee meeting where you're needing the other department heads to provide information. If you put out a project plan that has dates and it says, I need this and this and this from you, that's going to make your job that much easier. Okay? So you have a tool where you're tracking tasks. you need a whole new training session to do tracking in MS Project, but MS Project gives you the ability to track your tasks, to put on indicators, to update, and it updates seamlessly. It does it on its own. You add in the actual time it took, and it updates the dates from beginning to end for you. So even if it's the delay, it tracks those delays as well. Okay, that's useful if you've used MS Project. Now we want to see how you can continue to add value to your executive. They like pictures, right? They like to see dashboards. They like to see summary tasks. I know many of the universities write long documents. In IT, for the company, for the university that I worked for before, we translated those documents and started adding in visual elements into it, and it's made a world of difference. You can create these in Canva. I won't show you how to do that today. It'll take too long. But just showing, instead of saying we are 70% complete, there's a huge difference visually if you can show that we've planned, the graph looks like this, and the actual, this is where we are. It gives you an instant view of where we are. So what you can ask it to do, you can ask ChatGPT to design that dashboard for you. You can ask it, so think about our office move, I want KPIs. What will the site selection progress? We want to track budget utilization. We want to track timeline adherence. We want to track stakeholder approval milestones, employee readiness. And then we want to do this in one page. So it has to be visual if all of that is in one page. You agree? There's a lot of information sitting here. And the only way you're going to put that amount of information onto a one page is if you do it visually. And your executives will be super impressed. Now, I said, yes, you can use Canva, but as Microsoft users, Power BI is the next best thing. And if you're not using Power BI just yet, ask your boss about it, because it's extremely powerful. It's online. You create the dashboard online. It pulls information from MS Project, and it's updated real time. So there's a link that all your executives will get. They click on the link of that report, and real-time information sits in that report. You don't have to go and update it all the time. It continuously updates if it's linked to your project plan. Okay, now think about that. Right now, the way I know some of the universities work, we do a lot of documents for committee meetings. We do a lot of documents for project progress meetings, report after report after report. And that's just the way we work. We may save it on SharePoint, or we may keep it on our local laptops. If it's on our local laptops, we then have to email those documents to all the executives. We're gathering from different department heads. There's documents moving around, different versions. Sometimes it gets complicated. Whereas if you have this, and your documents live in a single place, and data is being pulled from those documents into a dashboard report, that information is available real time. You'll remove 2 weeks worth of work from yourself trying to do that if you have an automated system in place. Now, that's the beauty of AI. It may be a bit advanced. Power BI, you probably need to get someone trained in Power BI to do that for you, but you set it up once and it's done. And if you go back and you tell your boss, I want to see Power BI, I want to go for training. Once you know how to do it, it's very simple. But I know it seems like a barrier when you don't. So educate yourself on Power BI. For Microsoft, it's the way of the future. It's coming. So at some point, you're going to be using it anyway. Be the first, would be my message. And then stakeholder communication. So now earlier we talked about change management. You agree that on an office relocation, that would be a big thing to get right. You're telling people they're going to be sitting in different places with different people in a different office that's in a completely different location that may be far away from their houses, whereas they used to walk across the road to go to work. Change management is big. How do we communicate with executives differently to how we communicate with department heads, to how we communicate with employees, right? Different kinds of communications you send out. You could ask your AI to craft those three communications for you. Now, I'm not doing it now because changing from one to the other is a bit of a challenge, but let me actually do that because this one is interesting. Did I lose net connectivity? Okay, no problem. Copy, refresh. Okay, let's try again. Ah, there we go. Okay, this is now executive summary to the leadership team. Thank you. Overview, relocation project. I'm not going to read it for you. You can read it. But see, there's key milestones. There's a short status update. There's risk and dependencies. It's very high level, right? And it's to the point. To department heads, it's different. What's been completed, what is next, and key dates for departments. The departments will have work to do. There'll be activity for them to do. So you'll see that it's crafting a very different communication. And then a newsletter, of course, is an information-giving type newsletter. So this is sort of an awareness email to the users to say, this is happening. This is when we're looking at doing it. And you can take this now, and I always advise people I work with that if you are going to craft emails from ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or any of these AI tools, remember that you must not lose your own voice. Take it, read it, change it. This is a suggestion. It's always a suggestion. Change it to make it sound like yourself. Don't just copy and paste it into your email because people will know it's not you. People will know that you used AI and you did not declare that you've done this using AI. Okay. Always, always make it your own. Don't lose your own voice. Yeah. Okay, I have 10 minutes left. So I'm going to jump to risk management. Just to say that in any project or task that you're given, there are always inherent risks. There may be external risks that you don't know about. There may be internal risks in terms of things happening within your organization that may affect your project from happening. So what determines the success of a project is your ability to see those risks. AI gives you the ability to see around corners, to see what's coming ahead. And based on this now, if we ask it to identify potential risk based on best practice, based on whatever the case may be, you have that information, it's there for you. But in terms of issue resolution, I know we touched on this, I think with Cindy, we touched on this. If you have, oh no, it was the first speaker. If you have a disgruntled supplier that's now going to delay your project by 3 weeks because they can't, in this case, set up IT infrastructure, you can ask it, how do I deal with this? What do I do? It's going to tell you that you can then, and let's do it. And of course, as it was mentioned, you can use this for any kind of conflict situation that you have going on in your life. Just get an opinion. AI is your partner. Get an opinion. So this is telling you, I've asked for a professional vendor response and I've asked for an impact assessment to leadership because those are the two communities you have to give feedback, right? So in terms of the vendor, it's saying, thank you for the update. We acknowledge that the work is now projected to complete 3 weeks later. As you are aware, this is critical. Any delay has direct implications on our ability to move and begin operations as planned. We therefore request a detailed explanation, a revised schedule. What are your acceleration options? And please provide us with a weekly status report from this point forward. So we want them to take accountability for this delay, and we want them to help us resolve it, or we'll accept the risk, but they must then be accountable for the progress within those 3 weeks. Then to your leadership, we are saying our IT infrastructure vendor has informed us of a 3-week delay. Implications, this is the implications. This is an alternative. Always have an alternative. Because, and then this is also a psychology thing, because if you just say there's a problem and you don't give them other things to think about, they're just going to think that there's a problem, right? Your executive, you can manage them a bit. You can tell them, yes, there's a problem, but these are our options and this is the alternative. Help me decide. Then we're thinking about solution. You've now shifted that anger about this thing that has gone wrong. You've shifted them into solution mode. Okay. And then, of course, I said, what is our risks? Identify the risks. Okay, there's also change strategy, so you can develop change management communications to your 150 employees. You can ask ChatGPT to help you identify how to deal with that. Okay, you'll see in the workbook, before I close, in the workbook, there is everything I've covered here and everything I have not covered. But also included there some information on how to write prompts, right? Because I think that's valuable. You can use that in any aspect of your life. It tells you also, I think I've got you, yeah. So module 5 is where we talk about integration. This gives you a 30-day plan. My message to you is AI, the AI we know and we are using today, will not replace you. You don't have to fear that. It needs you. It still needs you. That will be different in the future. But for now, we're all safe. Our jobs are safe. Except that you may not be replaced by AI, but you may be replaced by someone using AI. Okay, think about that. The book I wrote is called Agentic Woman. And it's meant to take you from knowing nothing and filled with fear. Because when I started 18 months ago, that's all I had was fear. I also thought about, what about the safety of it all? Those are real concerns. That fear, that anxiety is real. Like our previous speaker said, you have to start somewhere, right? You have to start somewhere. And by educating yourself and learning more, you gain the confidence, you gain the experience, you gain the knowledge. So keep learning. That's super important. This tells you week 1, take a small chunk, do this. Week 2, take the next step, build on that knowledge. Week 3, build on that knowledge. Think about it. 4 weeks' time, this stuff will seem easy. What you saw here today may have been a bit overwhelming today. In 4 weeks' time, if you do a little bit every day and understand why you're doing it, it's going to be easy. It's going to be totally easy. You'll have full understanding. You would have become a strategic partner to your boss. And to your team, and to your organization. So you need to step into that power, because it exists. That power exists. You are agentic. Step into your agency. Okay. Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.